Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Brand new week full of new opportunities and blessings. Go out there and get them. My name is Edgar. This is Brian.
Hey, y'all.
Good morning. Coachella Chelsea.
Good morning.
Chella Chelsea.
Coachella.
Good morning, Tamara, on social media.
Good morning.
You know Tamara came with it this week. What does your shirt say, Tamara?
I'm good, love. Enjoy.
Don't even ask.
No.
I'm good.
We had to get her out of quarantine from last week. Girl is locked in the fishbowl for like 5 days with whatever Coachella virus she picked up.
It's good to have you back.
Actually, she didn't pick it up at Coachella. She went to the Millennium Tour.
That's right.
She picked it up at the Forum.
That's worse, I'd say.
Chelsea came back with some weird bug.
That's right.
From Coachella, the Polo Fields, and Tamara came back from the Forum.
Chelsea got something from B2K.
Not the first. No, just playing.
Definitely. I mean, that's a little bit reckless speculation, but it is probably okay.
Just play. Yeah. Get out of here. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Monday motivation for you. I know this isn't going to be very popular to talk about this because they are spanking the Clippers, which is not a good thing. But anyways, I'll just say this. I'm not a fan of them, but I do appreciate what they've accomplished. Golden State Warriors, defending champs in the NBA. Recently saw an interview. We talked about this in a meeting recently, but I want to share with you that are listening right now. I saw an interview about them, and they hate to be called defending champions. I found it so interesting. Like, why wouldn't you? That's dope, you know? And they said because defending what you have isn't going to get you another championship. You're just going to defend it. So whatever it is you want to accomplish this week, this year, go out and get it. Being on the defensive isn't going to get it. On the contrary, when you're defending, you get defensive. And when you're defensive, it's impossible for you to grow and to learn and to do more. So get out there and get what you're going to get because nobody else is going to get it for you, all right? Let's go. Coming up next, we got weekend recaps. Very interesting weekends. Brian went on a trip to Florida with his girlfriend to the beach. But the big question is...
Did he pass the question?
Well, not only that, Chelsea.
Nope.
Did the hot British roommate that moved in with his girlfriend in Atlanta come along with them?
Oh,
we'll find out coming up next.
No, you got a carpool. That traffic is real.
Also, as you heard it, Coach Chelsea went back for weekend numero dos. What happened this weekend? Oof. Last weekend, she got Cinderella by a guy.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, did she get Tinkerbell?
Huh. What?
What does that mean? Sounds way dirtier, and yes, to get Tinkerbell'd.
Tamara's laughing extra hard. I think she knows what it means. And guys, you guys always get grossed out when I talk about this stuff.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1.
Amp Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend. As you can tell, we're trying to put ourselves together. Still, it's all good. Guys, I'm really excited. This weekend, my wife and I got to do something that we haven't done in 40 days and 40 nights since the birth of our youngest daughter. And we did it without protection.
Whoa!
Okay, here it goes.
Wow.
Just saying. Just throwing it out there, man. We went outside. She wasn't wearing much protection. As you guys know, being Mexicano, being Latino, she was on lockdown because of cuarentena. 40 days and 40 nights after giving birth, you're on lockdown inside the house, can't really go outside. And if you do, literally got to wear algodones, so straight up cotton balls in your ear, wear like two or three different jackets, wow, a scarf, boots, I mean, you name it, even though if it's hot outside, because you don't want aire que te entre, any air to come into your body and you get sick.
So if you're like in the middle of the IE in the summertime, and you're like, is that girl going skiing? You're like, no, that's just a Latina trying to check the mail.
On cuarentena. Literally, if you see that, just be like, hey, congratulations on your baby.
They're like, leave me alone, I'm almost off this thing.
She was so happy. I actually have audio of her coming out of the house with no jacket on. Here it is.
Freedom!
This is actually a video up on my Instagram at Edgar Isotello. Check it out. Speaking of that vibe, I know that's not from Game of Thrones. That's Braveheart, right? Because I've never seen Game of Thrones, but I'm trying to get on it.
Mm-hmm.
My boy Nick let me borrow his password to HBO, the whole situation. Bad idea, guys. Bad idea because my daughter, Ariela, who's 2 years of age, we set her kind of on the back of the kitchen on a little table that she has. And she's like, oh, over there eating. So we tried watching it. 30 seconds in. How come nobody warned me? They're little kids decapitated,
yeah,
bro.
I feel like I tried to warn you about this.
I'm pretty sure we said, like, you didn't even get to the sex crimes.
What?
Yeah, just wait.
30 seconds in, and all of a sudden I hear a little voice. Dada? is the baby okay?
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you.
How do you explain this to Ariela? I was like, baby, she's just tired. That's why she looks like that.
Google it.
So we got 30 seconds in to Game of Thrones, guys. I don't know if that's going to happen. But
I mean, when you guys couldn't get through the beginning, like the opening sequence song of Stranger Things because it sounded too scary,
exactly.
I'm telling you, like Game of Thrones is a light years more offensive.
Yeah.
So anyways, I don't know if that's going to happen. Brian, you went on a nice trip with your girlfriend this weekend to Florida. I saw your stories, man. The beach looked beautiful.
It was amazing.
But the big question is, because your girlfriend has a new roommate, a British hot-ass dude. Did he go along with you guys?
No, Louis did not go. Louis stayed at that. Well, Louis's not like, he's not moved in. He's not like my Manny, you know, like doing anything around the house. He's like an actor trying to get work. So he had a bunch of meetings and stuff. So he stayed. No, it was great, man. We went to Panama City Beach, Florida. But the coolest part was bringing the dogs down there because they've never been to the beach. Like our 4-year-old Golden Doodle has never seen sand in his life. His mind was blown every single day because he's only been around red clay in Georgia, which you can't dig in. This dog dug like tunnels everywhere, was like laying on the beach, just flipping around, just putting his face in it and like snorting and like just blowing sand all over.
Well, I'm sure people that were sitting around you loved that.
We only took him out at night. During the day, we went to a dog beach where everyone was around, but at night, we took him out and just let him like rip around wild.
Living his best life.
Man, he's got curly hair, so it took us about 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
2 hours to clean my girlfriend's parents' condo down there because this sand was at one point in time, they have a Roomba. That thing, like, just gave up. It was like, nah, man, like, there's too much sand here. It was crazy, man. It was such an interesting weekend because it was so fun and so nice, so relaxing. But also, we drove down to Mexico Beach where Hurricane Michael just mowed over the top of about in October. And to see the devastation that's still in the Florida Panhandle, like parts of Panama City and Mexico Beach and stuff, are just decimated still. Mm. 7 months later, decimated. And it was super sad because you look at it and you're like, these people are never coming back to these houses. Mm. There's just trees laying on top of houses.
Wow.
Cars abandoned with trees on them. You see someone's entire life just ripped open where half the house is like open and you can like see into a bedroom with all the things still there. Mm. And they evacuate it and you know they're never going back.
Yeah, man. I saw that on your story too. And Brian and I caught up over the weekend. It's like, yo, man, isn't that crazy, bro? How news cycles work.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I totally forgot about that until I saw it in your stories, man. It's wild.
So did we. We were driving down the road and I was like, damn, what happened to all these trees? And an entire forest was all snapped off at about 10 feet. And I was like, oh my God, that hurricane just hit. And you're right. It was really sad to see like Panama City is like, hey guys, we still need tons of work down here. Like there's entire parts of Panama City that still have no power.
No doubt, man. Thank you, Brian, for sharing your weekend. Coming up next, we got Chelsea's weekend recap. Coachelsea is her new name.
Mm-hmm.
Went to weekend 2 of Coachella last weekend. She got Cinderella'd by a dude. Coming up next, there is another man involved. Did she get Tinkerbell'd up? We'll find out.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
So basically, I kind of got a festival boyfriend.
Whoa, what does that mean?
So, okay.
And another one.
Well, first off, it was an interesting way to kick off Coachella. So when I first got there, I got there at like 7 p.m.
On
Friday night.
Yeah.
My one friend wasn't feeling well, so she stayed back at our place. And my other friend, we went together to the festival, and like 20 minutes in, she's like, I don't feel well. She's like, I'm like really, I feel nauseous. So make a long story short, she went to the bathroom. She was getting sick. She hadn't had a sip of drink or anything in her system.
Gosh.
We think it was food poisoning.
Yeah.
But basically, she had to go to the medical tent and get an IV. It was like a whole thing.
Jeez.
So this is how it started out. 20 minutes in, and she's like, I'm just going to go home. So in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm either going to just go home too and call it a night. Or like, but let's be honest, I'm at Coachella.
Yeah.
I'm going to make the best of it.
Yeah, you're in your best life.
Exactly. So she leaves, and like right after she leaves, I walk up to the bar to get a drink, and I hear Suddenly I hear a guy call my name.
Damn.
And I look over and it's this really cute guy.
Did he have an accent?
No, he did not.
Okay.
He looked familiar, but I like could not place him. And he's like, hey, you know, I'm so-and-so. We have mutual friends. I've met you a couple times. And I'm like, oh yeah. And I kind of, you know, put it together a little bit. And then he's like, and I kind of told him the story. I'm like, yeah, this has been a crazy Coachella so far. I've been an hour in and my friend already left. And he's like, well, just come hang out with me and my friends. Like, just come chill with us. Like, you know, we're a cool group. Like, we'll have fun. So anyways, we end up like going, having a great time. Like, me and this guy are totally kind of vibing. Like, he's got really good energy. Yeah. Super cool. And we get to the end of the night and all of a sudden it hits me. I'm like, I don't have my key card to get into the place where I'm staying.
Oh, nice move. There we go. I'm going to have to stay at your place.
Quick second, though. If you're following along in this story, Chelsea gets two of her girlfriends sick, right? So the odds are way better for her now.
Right, dude.
And, quote, unquote, forgets the keys of where she's staying.
Oh, whoops. I'm just a girl.
No, okay. So anyways, so I end up staying at this. He's like, Jill, just come stay at my house where we have a bunch of people there, whatever. So that ends up happening, whatever, okay?
Wait, you end up staying over here. I love that. So I go over there, whatever, that ends up happening. Okay. Now we're at the Saturday, moving along.
So Saturday comes along, and so I go to the festival with my friends, and like we're hanging out, and then I end up kind of losing them. Like, we're all kind of doing our own thing, and I'm kind of trying to find them, but phone service isn't good, and so I'm watching this band at this point, and I look over, and he's like feet away from me in the crowd, this same guy.
By chance,
like it's a serendipitous moment.
Oh my gosh, guys.
So then we just look at each other, we start cracking up, and then the rest of the day, we just end up like hanging out together. Like, we're kind of like partners in crime. Yeah. But the funny thing was that we had a bunch of mutual friends we kept running into there.
Yeah.
And every time we did, we'd be in these like, we would look like very much like a couple. So meaning like when you're walking through the crowd, you're always holding hands with someone, and we'd be doing that. And we'd see a friend and they'd be like, oh, I didn't know you and so-and-so were dating. I'm like, no, we're not. Like,
just
it's not
Coachella
like
boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then there's like another point where like, he's like, hey, do you want to get it on my shoulder so you can like see this thing better? Which is like such a boyfriend girlfriend thing to do.
Do you want to take double peace signs and pictures in front of the Ferris wheel?
And he did that at that moment. I run into like another friend. And they're like, oh, and I was like, no, I mean, no, we're just hanging out. Whatever.
We actually do have audio from that first night you spent with him, though.
Okay, let's not.
Here it is. Wow. Interesting, whatever that is.
Anyway, so this continues, and my friends are like, the whole time, they're like, oh, you and your festival boyfriend, his friends are like making jokes about us being a couple, and then even like yesterday, Sunday service, my friends were too tired, his friends were too tired, he's like, do you want to just go to Sunday service together and like have an adventure, which is Kanye's like big, you know, church service.
Awesome.
So we end up going together. Anyways, it was just really funny, because literally the whole weekend, it was like, oh my god, I feel like we're a couple now, this is like a boyfriend-girlfriend thing.
So what do you guys gonna do now?
Yeah, you have Cinderella Man, and then you got Tinkerbell.
I know.
Over here.
Well, so that's kind of, I feel a little bit weird, because then like Cinderella Man was texting me last night. And he's like, so can't wait to see you Wednesday.
Damn,
and then this guy's
Kels.
Like, gotta see you soon. And I'm like, I gotta.
Well, this guy's like, hey, what do you want for breakfast? While this dude's texting you.
There it is. I think you did get Tinkerbell, Chels.
Yeah, that's
what Tinkerbell does. You know, spreads her fairy dust, and then you feel like you're flying.
Yeah.
So that's exactly how Homeboy made you feel this weekend.
Also, it was just a fun word to say.
Yeah.
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell. All right. There you go.
So, big dilemma for Chelsea. Who's she going to end up this week with? Is she going to go for Cinderella Man or Tinkerbell?
Coachella love triangle.
The Chelsea Report.
Another day, another record broken by BTS. They're killing the game. So their latest album, Map of Soul Persona, officially debuted at number one in the Billboard 200, which means they just earned their third number one album in less than 11 months.
Damn.
Which is insane.
What were their pre-sale numbers on their album? Probably put them, like, if you would have just been like, hey, where is their pre-sale? Album not even dropped yet. Where is that charting? It was probably like somewhere in the Hot 100, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, this is their best-selling week. Like, the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks has been their best-selling week ever, like, in their career. So, it was huge.
That's unbelievable.
They're the first group since the Beatles to do that. So, pretty big deal.
I'm telling you, BTS and Lil Nas X need to team up. They're going to break the internet and all records, baby. Let's go.
Cardi B appeared in court over the weekend for her strip club brawl. You may remember that happened in 2018.
When they weren't shooting that movie, though, right? This is just like on her own?
This is just Cardi being Cardi.
Doing a little character research.
Yeah.
That wasn't really a brawl. It was just certain dance moves.
Well, I think there were bottles thrown. I think things got a little crazy. But she apparently rejected a plea deal over her involvement in the fight. The terms of the deal were that if she pleaded guilty to the misdemeanor, she would have avoided jail time as long as she were to stay out of trouble for a period of time.
Right.
But since she rejected it, the case case will now go to trial. And the trial is set for May 31st. But the best part of the story, why I wanted to do it.
And you'll soon be able to see it on Netflix.
Yeah, it's so true.
Right.
So she posted a picture on her Instagram of her all dressed up like in her sophisticated court attire. Mm-hmm. And she captioned it, court flow, and then tagged like her designer outfit and like her Birkin bag, and so she's just making court couture a thing.
It sounds like
amazing
business move, because you should take the plea deal just for probation, just stay out of trouble for a couple years, and they're like, you're good. And she's like, nope, I'm gonna make millions of dollars going to court, showing up in a new like styled outfit every day. She's gonna ask for recesses, go have like wardrobe changes like a J-Lo show.
Fashion Nova /jail.
So
exactly. Right.
She's just the best. So this is super sad. Adele announced her and her husband are getting a divorce. Adele's reps released a statement saying that they are in fact splitting up, but are committed to raising their son together lovingly. They, of course, asked for privacy and that they will not comment further on it. They were together for 8 years, married for two. They have a six-year-old son together. Of course, my first thoughts and what I was seeing on social media was this next album, though, right. Adele 4, it's going to be fire.
It's going to be angry. It's going to sound
like...
She's like,
after I was like, oh, that's sad, but this next album, right.
I mean, come on, though.
She's
going to get on the phone and be like, hey, Taylor Swift, give me a little couple pointers about how do you directly go at an individual man on these things?
Man, this one hit me a kind of way, man. I really thought they were going to make it, you know what I'm saying?
I think it's a surprise because she's so vulnerable to her music, but in terms of her private life, like she's pretty kind of like behind this, like she's pretty private about her and her husband's relationship. Like I didn't know anything about the dude. I'd never seen him in public. I didn't know anything about him. So for us, it's like a shock, but this could have been a really bad relationship for a long time.
Yeah, it was interesting because I remember when I this is in June of last year, but I was in the plane and sat in front of her in first class. But I remember it was her and her son. I remember her talking about her husband. I think she was on the phone with him. It seemed cordial and great. And that's the thing, you never really, they weren't public about the relationship, but it always seemed like they were happy.
Who can relate?
I mean, yeah.
What did she say when you talked to her?
What do you mean?
Did you reach out to her?
Adele?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I wish I had Adele's number.
On the plane.
Oh, on the plane. We just bonded over Love and Beyonce. So that was really the extent
what
of it.
What Chelsea means like that. She goes, like, do you like Beyonce too? And Adele's like, yep. And then she's like, oh, we bonded.
Yeah, I did tell her, though, that her last album helped me get through my breakup at the time. Go. So, you know.
So she didn't say, wait till the next one.
Yeah.
It'll help you out a lot.
If I ever see her, I'm going to tell her that. Someone stole my car when I was, like 5-6 years ago, they stole my car. But the CD player was broken inside my car. And it had Adele's first album stuck in it as a CD, and it was stuck on one song, like the saddest song on the album, and I was like, ha, joke's on you suckers. The stereo will only play Adele.
Amazing. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian, do you want to apologize to Coachella goers before or after you read your thank you letter?
I'm listening.
No, because I think a lot of Coachella goers are going to appreciate some of the strong words I have for some of the Coachella folks.
And artists like Ariana Grande bringing out Biebs last night. Mm-hmm. You sure?
I hope they're listening. I hope a lot of the artists are listening. This year, it's not so much about the Coachella goer, more about the festival folks.
The
artists that were there.
By the way, if Coachella wasn't enough for you, we're trying to send you to Vegas to party at the Billboard Music Awards. We're covering your hotel. Coming up at 7:20 a.m., your chance to win. But first, Brian's not very sarcastic thank you letter to Coachella, and the way Chelsea's body language is right now is not a good one, bro.
I mean, she's prejudging this.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Chelsea.
Well, our history.
This one's not about you, okay? It's about the festival.
Okay.
I'll say it this way. He's going to lay down the suit, and if you want to wear it, then wear it, Chelsea. Don't put it on.
Here we go.
Better be a cute suit.
Dear Coachella, definitely have like what's mesh and stuff, whatever was popular this year.
I mean, that's really
it was your fashion report, not mine. She's already mad, guys. It's amazing. All I said was Dear Coachella, and she's already in her feelings.
All right, keep going.
Dear Coachella, as we close out the final weekend of our voyage into the musical festival chaos, which is Coachella,
there is a level of excited exhaustion in the air. Like tens of thousands of excited millennials are breathing a sigh of relief this morning. Glad it happened, but they're for their personal health, glad the festival's over.
I think
a third weekend might kill a lot of people.
Wow.
I'm just saying, that's a lot. You can see it on Chelsea right now. She seems happy but tired.
Hey, Stagecoach is next weekend. I might be going. Well,
Coach Chelsea?
Come on.
Also, special shout out to Ariana Grande, who tried to fulfill the dreams of every 90s girl and get NSYNC to reunite. But once again, Timberlake was too selfish. In fact, he was so not into the reunion idea that Ariana had 2 weekends to try to get this to happen. And for the second one, she didn't even bother to ask them to come out. Guys, it's time to start to wrap our heads around the fact that Justin Timberlake may just hate the other 4 dudes.
Oh, wow.
And a reunion may never happen. Unless he falls on hard times. So, I don't know. Cross your fingers, I guess.
She did get a Justin out.
Wrong one. Let's get back to the point of this letter. It's to highlight the unspoken benefit of Coachella, the collateral damage, if you will, or should I say, the collateral benefits here in Hollywood.
Preach.
The population of Palm Springs area during Coachella is 500,000 people.
Jeez.
That's 400,264 people more than the usual 65,000, which if you're good at math, means that the greater Los Angeles area is down roughly 350,000 people. And I would like to formally thank Coachella for giving Southern California residents a weekend of being a peaceful ghost town.
Mm.
It's amazing. You can find parking immediately at Runyon Canyon here in Hollywood. And you can get a picture for the gram that your friends will be envious of forever. And you can also get a table at any Vanderpump establishment you want for brunch in West Hollywood.
Wow.
But let's really get into weekend two.
Uh-huh.
I would like to specifically thank Coachella for giving us the time that we've all needed. The time that Will Smith actually looked like a dad when Jaden brought him out.
Oh,
he was rocking the stage with an oversized t-shirt and sweatpants. I see you, Will. I feel you, bro. Welcome to the world of the dad bod, my man.
Yo, welcome. Let me welcome him,
please,
bro.
Please, come on in.
Will. Gracias, bro.
Baggy t-shirts and sweats. We're all there right now, especially after a long weekend binging out on the beach for me. Look, dad bod is way easier than action hero bod. You're going to love it. And finally,
Kanye.
Thank you for allowing Kanye to do his Sunday service. It was nice to see Kanye dancing on a hill being worshipped by festival goers. I can't imagine this going to his head and getting really weird soon. Move over, Scientology. The Church of Kanye is in the building.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
Also, it was great to hear his new remix. Jesus walks in his $50 yay socks.
Oh, he was selling those.
I mean, that's pretty pricey. Listen, Kanye, I ain't saying you a gold digger, but your merch tent already did that for us because you ain't messing with no broke fans, but then again, neither is Coachella, so it's right on brand. P.S. Get over it, Justin. An NSYNC reunion isn't about you. Stop being selfish and tearing up our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Coachella.
Thanks. I appreciated that, actually.
Bravo.
The NSYNC fan in me.
Had a little bit for everybody, you know? Welcome Will Smith to the dad bod era and NSYNC. Come on, Justin, let's get it happening.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Brian.
It. Chelsea's actually happy with the thank you, Coachella letter, bro.
Could have gone a lot worse.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
We're about to play SoCal.
Shot caller.
SoCal Shot Caller Trivia. Your chance this morning to win the following. It's a Vegas experience. Passes to be at the Billboard Music Awards in Vegas leading up to Cinco de Mayo weekend. And we're taking care of your hotel stay for you, all right? 3 questions coming your way. Guess 2 out of 3 correct and you win. But every time you get one incorrect, Brian, Chelsea, or myself will get destroyed by a shot caller that will wind around our neck. Let's meet our contestant this morning. We got Cheyenne from Ontario. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great, Cheyenne. Why do you need this Vegas experience in your life?
Oh, my God. I am a hardworking mom of 2, and I feel like me and my husband need a break.
Yes. Wow. Bye, kids.
Yo, you know that you have tickets to the Billboard Music Awards, right? So you don't want to just go to Vegas with your husband and get just too turnt and just forget about the award show.
Of course not.
She's like, we heard the awards were cool. All right, who are you choosing this morning to rock the shot collar?
I am going with Chelsea.
Come on.
Coach Chelsea.
I'm still recovering from Coach.
This should help. Shock therapy.
Cheyenne, why did you choose Chelsea instead of Brian or myself?
Honestly, I hear you guys every morning, and I just feel like you guys get stalked all the time, and I never knew Chelsea.
That works. You feel sorry for Brian and myself.
Let's be honest.
Thank you.
All right. Cool.
We'll take that. We'll take a pity.
Yeah, I do not mind.
Lord. All right, here we go. You got to get 2 out of 3 correct. Your kids are already crying. You're leaving us, Mom. Why are you doing this to us? First question, multiple choice. What kind of bear is on the California flag? What? Option A, black bear. Option B, a squishy bear.
What? Squishy.
Or option C, a grizzly bear.
Oh, my God.
That's a hard one.
Oh.
You get it incorrect, Chelsea would get shot.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go with option A.
Black bear?
Oh, my God. Is it right?
Oh, that was black bear?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm brown bear. Which one was brown bear?
None of them are brown.
Grizzly bears are brown. Grizzly bears are brown.
Well, I'm going with the grizzly bear, the brown one.
Are you sure? Oh, is that your final answer?
Man. Yes.
That is...
Oh my gosh.
Ah! Chelsea's doing that stance like Little League coaches have when they're going to give a speech to their kids, like hands on her knees and stuff.
Man, I should have just not questioned when she said A. That was black bear.
Bam!
All right, you ready for this? Second question.
I am.
How many times has the city of Los Angeles hosted the Olympics? You ready?
Oh, my goodness.
2 times?
All right, let's be a little more confident.
3 times or 4 times?
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with A, 2 times?
Are you sure?
Yes.
Final?
No! Oh, we were going to let her sweat longer, Brad.
Damn, Brad.
He gave her the mercy ding.
Come on, man. Congratulations, Cheyenne. You are the winner. But just for fun, just for fun, just for fun.
The third question. Just for fun, Chels. Just for fun.
Just for fun, Chels.
It's tradition.
She's like, who's having fun? It's like, nobody's having fun here.
Just for fun. Just for fun.
You want to go with it, Chels, or no? It's your decision. You want to go for fun?
You guys, it's just, I don't have to.
She doesn't have words
just
right
now. Just do it, Chelsea. I got you.
I hope you do.
Confident.
Cheyenne's got you. Tiempo de balas. Here we go, Cheyenne. Here we go.
Okay.
Question number 3, just for fun.
Oh my God.
It's an easy one.
No, it's going to be so bad.
If you don't get this one right.
It's an easy one.
We should take the ticket back.
What did the Hollywood sign originally say? No multiple choice.
What the heck?
Just say it.
Originally?
Yeah, originally.
I know the answer to this.
No, I'm just kidding. I'll give you options. Option A.
Okay.
It said Bisa Hood. Option B, Hollywood Land. Or option C, Morningwood. What did the original Hollywood sign say?
I'm going to say Hollywood Land.
Oh!
Correct!
Are you sure it wasn't Morningwood? I think we're 9 years old.
Damn, he's looking really like she wants to shock me so bad. She's upset that she didn't
get it. All right, Cheyenne, hang tight. Congratulations. You're going to Vegas with your hubby.
Thank you. You're the best.
Love you. You guys. I just want to say I love you guys. I listen to you every morning with my kids.
Thank you so much. We love you too, Cheyenne.
Hang tight. We love you too.
All right, guys. Coming up next, by the way, we're hooking up with this Vegas experience all this week at 7:20 in the morning, so make sure you tune in to win that.
The Chelsea Report.
I'm so confused about Justin Bieber. First, he says he's taking a break from music and the spotlight to focus on, you know, mental health, which so much respect for that. But now, a couple weeks later, after saying that, he says he has an album coming, which is crazy. So last night, basically during Ariana Grande's Coachella headlining set, she surprised the audience and brought Justin out to perform his hit song, Sorry. And this was his first time performing on stage in 2 years.
Jeez.
I haven't been on stage in like 2 years. I came out here, I had no idea I was going to be on the stage tonight. Absolutely no idea. Man, thank you so much again. And by the way, I'm coming soon.
Yeah. big Justin Bieber fan. It was really, really good to see him on stage. But I will say, there is some debate if he was actually singing or like, because it definitely sounded. Well,
he was like,
I heard something be a little off.
He was overpowered, though, by like, it sounded like
a backing track.
Yeah.
It was a little too strong. Well, look, somebody had to know he was going to play. Because you don't just like, the amount of like scrutiny Coachella's been under for like mic problems, audio problems, and they show up like, is it cool if Justin jumps on? They're like, yeah, let's sure plug in your iPhone.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you have to train for that. And if he hasn't been done it in 2 years, like, you literally have to train to perform, especially like on a massive stage like that.
So Ariana didn't bring back NSYNC this weekend.
Didn't bring NSYNC or Nicki, anyone else. She even said in the beginning of her set, like, I'm not bringing anyone out today, except for the Justin was a surprise. But during her set,
what if Justin just walked on stage? Like, he's at that place in life right now. He's just like, oh, sure.
Oh, I was supposed to go left of the curtain. Dang it.
What up, Ariana? Yeah, what's up, Coachella? You know?
Maybe that could have happened.
Another thing that happened during Ariana's set last night is while performing her song Break Your Heart Right Back, a large lemon was hurled at her head.
That's crazy.
Of course, like, you know, don't mess with Ari. She stopped her performance to call out the troll.
That's because one of y'all threw a lemon at me.
It's hilarious.
Lemon at me.
A little ghetto right there. Like, who's like, throw a lemon at me?
He's like, who's drinking a michelada? Let me see. Definitely that's where the lemon came from.
Here's where the controversy comes in. People are speculating that the troll in question who threw the lemon was a Beyonce stan because considering, obviously, Beyonce is 26. Yes.
Because why am I just
her album, Lemonade.
Lemonade was the name of the album.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And there was all that controversy if she was getting paid more than Beyonce. I even reported on last week that was what they were saying. Ariana got paid $8 million and Beyonce only got paid $4 million. But there was a report that just came out last night that said, no, they got paid equal. Yes. And I think when we were saying the Beyonce, they're saying like maybe just one weekend
four
was $4 million.
Per show. So. It seemed like Ariana was a little bit salty this second weekend. Like the first weekend she brought all these people, but Beyonce dropped her, you know, Netflix homecoming thing, which was like just trending on social media like crazy. People saying that, like, to see it up close and personal was just like an iconic performance. Emotional. So it kind of seemed like Beyonce kind of ended Ariana's fire.
Well, and which goes into my next story right here. This is a little awkward. It's about Beyonce, but so yeah, she just released her Netflix special Homecoming.
So good.
It was so good.
Now I understand why you cried, Chelsea.
Right?
I'm with you.
It is so incredible. She's just so inspiring.
After giving birth, she put in 8 months into that performance. Get out of here.
Oh my gosh.
So unreal.
Yeah. And well, basically what I just found out is that Homecoming is the first of 3 Beyonce projects coming to Netflix. So this is just one. There's going to be 2 more. She reportedly inked $60 million. It's a $60 million deal with Netflix for this 3 project deal. We don't know what the other 2 are going to be, but some are saying maybe it's another musical album. Maybe it's the On the Run 2 tour that she just did with her hubby Jay-Z. We're not really sure, but I'm sure more information is going to come out.
I bet she'll do kind of a variety of things. Like, I see another musical project for sure, but at some point, she's way into activism, a little more so than she lets on. I bet at some point in time, there's something that really furthers her activism, like her career in that
area. I just want to see her be more vulnerable. I loved in the Netflix special Homecoming that you saw her with the kids. Yeah. You saw her being insecure about her body, and it's like, I love seeing, because she's just so perfect in my eyes. She's queen, and seeing her be like struggling with the same things I struggle with is just so, it's cool.
And the passion behind the message that she wanted to get across, right? To honor the historically black colleges and universities. Yeah. And that was so big for her. So I think pretty soon, though, Netflix is going to be B-Flix. Just calling it, bro. Just calling it.
My girlfriend actually said the same thing you did about, like, so inspiring to see her struggle with body images. And then she goes, and then, like, 8 months later, she's flawless. This is ridiculous.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thanks, Chelsea.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Drunk people saying ridiculous things.
Don't worry.
Tipsy talk.
Don't worry.
With Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio.
I feel feel nauseous thinking about it.
We got a special edition for you right now. I think that's just Coachella, two weekends in a row, Chess. Special edition from our Am Coachella house, our street TV Joe Wow interviewing real people, real drunk, saying ridiculous things. This is Jennifer, and she was definitely Coachella tipsy.
What's your name and where you from?
My name is Jennifer with a G, and I'm from Silver Lake.
Jennifer with a G. Why with a G?
Because I'm from Europe.
Yo, who does it better, Europe or LA?
I don't know. I've never been to Europe.
How does everybody drunk, no matter where you're from, sound exactly the same? She's like, I'm from Europe. I'm like, you could have beat. You're just every drunk girl in Los Angeles.
But she said she's never been to Europe, but she's from there?
Exactly.
Okay. What's happening?
Her reasoning went down a little.
Wow. Yo, who does it better, Europe or LA?
I don't know. I've never been to Europe, so LA is probably better.
If you were an alcoholic drink, which would you be, and what would you taste like?
I don't know. Maybe like a tequila f***ing sign raise, and I'd be a little salty.
Why would you be salty?
I'm a little sweaty right now. Yes.
That happens, all right, Chels? Yeah. You're on the polo fields having a good time. You want to make out?
Yeah, I definitely got sweaty.
If you ain't sweaty, you ain't doing Coachella right.
It's true. Brian.
Get out there. Live your best life.
It's also the desert.
It's spring break time in SoCal. What was your most epic spring break fail?
Fail?
Yeah.
Oh, I never failed.
You've never been a spring break fail?
I don't fail.
Why not?
Because I can drink a lot. Uh-huh. I can maintain this composure regardless of what I am drinking. If you don't.
Why does she sound like a game show host?
I also think she needs to look up the definition of composure.
Regardless of what I am drinking. If you don't hydrate while you intoxicate, you're going to be f***ed up. No. I mean, I'm drunk, but I'm not going to wake up sick. I'm going to be happy because I drank a lot of water before I got here.
It's Coachella weekend. Please describe what you're wearing and what was the inspiration behind your festival outfit.
I wanted to get in the pool. I'm wearing a bathing suit, I guess. Like a skirt.
Uh-huh. What's a skirt?
A skirt is like it's like shorts, but it looks like a skirt.
Like a yes, mm-hmm. You can swim in it or
like
something?
Shorts meets the skirt. Yep, hybrid.
It also sounds like Brian's favorite drink.
What, an escort?
Okay. Diet Squirt, homie.
Oh, I'm Diet Mountain Dew, dog.
Like a squirt. Uh-huh. And I wanted to get wet. No, I had to swim across the pool to get beer. Uh-huh. No one seems to know that you can just swim across the pool and get beer. Wow. And not actually have to wait in line. More beer.
What? Were they bonding? What is it? I don't understand.
I mean, they were just speaking drunk to each other.
Oh, please drink responsibly. And if that was you this weekend, hopefully not a lot of people got a lot of Snapchat or Instagram stories about you. You know what I'm saying?
Will they hook up or hang up? It's like speed dating live on your radio. The Hookup Hotline.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 AMP Radio.
All right, family, you're going to get an update from our two AMP listeners that hit it off on our hookup hotline that went down this Friday. Michael, age 27, from Garden Grove, and Kelly, age 30, from Anaheim, decided to continue the hookup, and you're about to hear an update of what went down over the weekend. All we know as of right now is that Michael tried a crazy move on Kelly that backfired. Mm. But in case you missed Friday's hookup hotline, here's a little highlight.
Are you a fan of the Peeps marshmallow candies, like for Easter?
I mean, I've had them, but the sugar gets in my teeth and it's weird.
Honestly, they're like my favorite candy. Like I don't even celebrate Easter, but they're the most important part of my year. Like, I love them so much. So
that's great. Yeah. More Peeps for you. You can have all of mine.
All right, let's get to it. Callie, Michael, good morning.
Morning.
Hey,
first of all, Michael, where did you set up the date if you guys went on a date? And then Kelly, what's the crazy move he tried to bust on you?
So, you know, we went to Huntington Beach, brought the dog. Nice. It was really lovely. I set up a picnic. I mean, I had a lot of fun. I thought it was a really, really great date.
That's nice, man. Plus, it was a little chilly, so, you know, maybe get a little cuddle action in there or something.
Overcast at the beach is always good.
I brought a blanket.
Nice.
That's a good move. Okay. So, Kelly, what possible crazy move could Michael try? I mean, the guy loves Peeps marshmallow candy.
He wasn't joking with how he loves them. So, I can't even believe that this happened. I told you it was going to be a good story. Okay, he goes in. We're having this picnic. It is very nice. He did bring the blanket. Like, it was lovely. He even brought cookies for my dog.
Thoughtful.
I know. It was very, very sweet. And then he goes in for the kiss, and I'm like, oh, okay. But I was like, yeah, you know what? Be cool. Go with it. And I went with it until he tried to transfer a peep into my mouth.
Wait, what? During the kiss?
While he was kissing me, he tried. He like had a peep in his mouth.
He tried to baby bird you. He tried to feed you like a little baby bird, like a peep.
He thought it was funny, I guess, but it was it was quite possibly the most disgusting thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah. So homeboy just like pushed it along with his tongue into your mouth?
Yeah.
What the hell? What was your immediate reaction, Kelly?
Honestly, I was so glad that I had driven myself. So that I can take my own car home.
If you're not into marshmallows, right, the texture grosses me out. Mm. And if you're not ready for like a mushy, like marshmallow to be mushed into your mouth.
That's already probably like extra slimy because it has his saliva.
Oh my gosh, Chelsea.
I'm just saying.
I guess it hasn't been in his mouth very long.
Hopefully he didn't have it just hiding out there.
Brian's like, if you're not into marshmallows, how about you're not into people feeding you from their mouth to your mouth?
No kidding. No one likes the baby bird.
Michael, I don't know if this is even defensible, but go ahead. Try to defend this, bro. What was going through your mind, dog?
I was just being silly. I mean, come on. Like, I thought you were into my sense of humor from when we talked, you know, on Friday over the phone on the radio. And I'm sorry about that. But like, come on. I thought it was funny.
It was gross. But gross. Like, really gross.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm assuming this is not going to continue after this?
Yeah, no.
She trailed off.
That's fine. I mean, look, I had a good time, but I respect that.
Yeah, it's a rough start when someone's really grossed out by the move you pulled trying to kiss him for the first time.
Yep, the peep creep.
Basically.
The peep creep. All right, guys, wish you guys all the best. Thank you for giving the hookup hotline a shot, Michael.
Thanks for trying.
Lesson learned, bro.
I won't do that again.
The Chelsea Report.
I have to say, my absolute highlight of Coachella weekend, too, it had to be Kanye West's Sunday service. So yesterday, he basically brought church to the festival on Easter Sunday. It was super cool. It was a service that lasted almost 3 hours.
No way, Chelsea.
And the way it was kind of how it was organized, the band, the choir, Kanye, they were on top of this, what he called a mountain, but it was like a grassy hill. And then, like,
of course he called it a mountain.
I got the answers, man. It's the highest mountain in Coachella.
Like, Church Hill doesn't seem as good as, like, Church Mountain.
And then there's another hill that faced the audience, and that's kind of where, like, all the celebrities were. Like, Kim, you literally could see, I mean, just, like, feet away, Kim walks down with all the kids, and they're all dressed in white, put down kind of, like, a white sheet, and they all are sitting there, you know, watching.
Right.
But it was so cool. He did a mix of basically gospel songs, spiritual songs, and then he performed some of his songs as well, like Jesus Walks. So here's kind of, we put together like a little mashup of it. It's pretty awesome.
She dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black female addicted to retail.
Such good vibes.
Chelsea, did you get goosebumps at any moment?
The whole entire time. Like, literally, if you want to feel like you're there, go to my Instagram story at Chelsea_Briggs, because I posted like the whole entire thing, because I couldn't. It was like every song, the next song is better than the one before. Like, it was such a cool experience. Everyone there was just, it was such a good vibe. Everyone was dancing, singing along. It was really cool.
It was nice to see them stay in their wheelhouse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because everyone was saying like, oh, Kanye's going to do a Sunday service. No one really knows what that means. And it would have been a real like downer if it would just been like a lot of preaching at people who, let's be honest, you have a Coachella crowd who's just going to experience Kanye. They're not all Christian.
Yeah.
You know, so just to have them stay in their lane musically, but have it be about Christianity.
Yeah, I mean, he used that platform to get out his faith and whatnot, but it was a very like united, chill kind of way. Big shout out to like sound engineers as well.
It was so good.
Because they all had like the choir, there's tons of them, and they had the little like Britney Spears microphones.
Yeah, headset mics.
It's like, how did you, that is amazing.
It was crazy. And there's one
part to, or not one part, the whole entire time. And I didn't notice this probably till like an hour in, but I would look over and on top of the mountain that's kind of the other mountain facing us was just like dancers, probably like 100 dancers and that were kind of move in different positions throughout the whole the whole experience. But Chance the Rapper was also there. He got up and sang. Teyana Taylor, Kid Cudi, and Ty Dolla $ign were also there. And then, this is pretty funny too. DMX is the one who actually did the prayer. Here's that.
So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, come on, no right from wrong. Lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way.
Let's
go. Please bring us back home, instill in us the word, which is our backbone. We're just children and not grown.
That's dope, man.
I can't hear that voice without me hearing like, come on, let's go, run.
Brian, you do a great DMX, man. I got a challenge for you, bro. Because, you know, Kanye was selling his quote-unquote church clothes for like $200 for a sweater.
Just like Jesus would have done.
If you're DMX telling people to buy this clothing, what would it sound like?
Come on to the church clothes booth. Come on, $50 for socks. Come on in your church socks. You got one. $50 like Jesus would walk. It's $50 socks. Come on. Get it. Let's go.
I love you're bouncing on your chair while you're doing that right now.
You gotta bounce to the Rough Riders anthem, man.
You remind me of, was it Chuck E. Cheese? What are those called?
Whack-a-mole.
You're the first rapper that dances like a whack-a-mole, man.
I was taken over by the DMX spirit.
Oh, that's good.
Lastly, Kanye also debuted a new song called Water, and he was joined by his collaborators Ant Clemens and Ty Dolla $ign.
We are water. We are water, water, water,
water,
water, water, water. We are water.
Clean us like the rain is spring.
Clean us like the rain is spring. Take the chlorine out of conversation. Let your life reflect.
Really, really cool. Like I said, if you want to check out some videos, go to 971 Amp Radio's Instagram. We're posting some videos and also on mine, Chelsea underscore Bridge. Do I know my name?
Bridge.
Briggs.
It's been a long second weekend for you, okay?
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
971.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Brian, do you want to apologize to Coachella goers before or after you read your thank you letter?
I'm listening.
No, because I think a lot of Coachella goers are going to appreciate some of the strong words I have for some of the Coachella folks.
And artists like Ariana Grande bringing out Biebs last night. Mm-hmm. You sure?
I hope they're listening. I hope a lot of the artists are listening. Right. This year, it's not so much about the Coachella goer, more about the festival folks.
All right. The artists
that were there.
Brian's not very sarcastic thank you letter to Coachella, and the way Chelsea's body language is right now is not a good one, bro.
She's prejudging this. Mm-hmm. Listen, Chelsea.
Well, our history.
This one's not about you, okay? It's about the festival.
Okay.
I'll say it this way. He's going to lay down the suit, and if you want to wear it, then wear it, Chelsea.
That's right.
Don't put it on.
Here we go. Dear Coachella, as we close out the final weekend of our voyage into the musical festival chaos, which is Coachella, there is a level of excited exhaustion in the air. Like tens of thousands of excited millennials are breathing a sigh of relief this morning. Glad it happened, but for their personal health, glad the festival's over. I think a third weekend might kill a lot of people.
Wow.
I'm just saying, that's a lot. You can see it on Chelsea right now. She seems happy but tired.
Hey, Stagecoach is next weekend. I might be going. Oh,
Coach Chelsea? Come on.
Also, special shout out to Ariana Grande, who tried to fulfill the dreams of every 90s girl and get NSYNC to reunite. But once again, Timberlake was too selfish. In fact, he was so not into the reunion idea that Ariana had 2 weekends to try to get this to happen. And for the second one, she didn't even bother to ask them to come out. Guys, it's time to start to wrap our heads around the fact that Justin Timberlake may just hate the other 4 dudes.
Oh, wow.
And a reunion may never happen. Unless he falls on hard times, so I don't know, cross your fingers, I guess.
She did get a Justin out.
Wrong one. Let's get back to the point of this letter. It's to highlight the unspoken benefit of Coachella, the collateral damage, if you will, or should I say, the collateral benefits here in Hollywood.
Preach.
The population of Palm Springs area during Coachella is 500,000 people.
Jeez.
That's 400,000 264 people more than the usual 65,000, which if you're good at math, means that the greater Los Angeles area is down roughly 350,000 people. And I would like to formally thank Coachella for giving Southern California residents a weekend of being a peaceful ghost town. Mm. It's amazing. You can find parking immediately at Runyon Canyon here in Hollywood. And you can get a picture for the gram that your friends will be envious of forever. And you can also get a table at any Vanderpump establishment you want for brunch in West Hollywood.
Wow.
But let's really get into weekend two.
Uh-huh.
I would like to specifically thank Coachella for giving us the time that we've all needed. The time that Will Smith actually looked like a dad when Jaden brought him out.
Oh,
he was rocking the stage with an oversized t-shirt and sweatpants. I see you, Will. I feel you, bro. Welcome to the world of the dad bod, my man.
Yo, welcome. Let me welcome him,
please,
bro.
Please, come on in.
Thank you, Will. Gracias, bro.
Baggy t-shirts and sweats. We're all there right now, especially after a long weekend binging out on the beach for me. Look, dad bod is way easier than action hero bod. You're going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
And finally.
Yep. Kanye.
Thank you for allowing Kanye to do his Sunday service. It was nice to see Kanye dancing on a hill being worshipped by festival goers. I can't imagine this going to his head and getting really weird soon.
Nope.
Move over, Scientology. The Church of Kanye is in the building.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
Also, it was great to hear his new remix. Jesus walks in his $50 yay socks.
Oh, he was selling those.
I mean, that's pretty pricey. Listen, Kanye, I ain't saying you a gold digger, but your merch tent already did that for us because you ain't messing with no broke fans, but then again, neither is Coachella, so it's right on brand. P.S. Get over it, Justin. An NSYNC reunion isn't about you. Stop being selfish and tearing up our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, Coachella.
Thanks. I appreciated that, actually.
Bravo.
The NSYNC fan in me.
Had a little bit for everybody, you know?
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for hanging out with us on 97.1 Amp Radio, home of commercial-free Mondays. Number one song in the world. Breaking Drake's one-week streaming record. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. Got kicked off the country charts by Billboard. And it really just helped him propel him to where he's at today. Kind of this underdog story. But he's not done there yet, guys. Lil Nas X came through. And he's going to continue trying to take on white folk charts in music. And which one's next? We'll get into that in a second. But first, he was hanging out with our girl, Crystal B. And he told her how he felt when he found out about beating Drake's streaming record. Check this out.
When I found out, I just like kind of ran around the house, wherever I was at that time. I don't remember. Everything's happening so quick.
So quick.
Everybody in my entire family is just going crazy.
Yeah.
Basically, and they won't stop posting everything that's happening.
They're just so proud of you.
Yeah.
He's like, well, yeah, they're trying to get followers, and also they think they made it too.
Yeah, they're trying to get paid a little bit right now.
Exactly.
So when talking about what's next, you don't just want it to be a one-hit wonder and then disappear, mm-hmm. right? 20-year-old young rapper out of Atlanta. What's next for you, bro?
We're going to do so much stuff that it's not going to make sense, you know. But, you know, I'm not following one solid path at all.
Right.
You know, I'm going to keep creating, you know, until, like, you know, I don't have anything blocking me in, basically.
Right. So you're not a genre. You are a
At this point, I'm not, you know. I'm doing everything.
Because I think that's what, like, caught people on so fast. Like, is this country? Is this hip-hop? Like, we're kind of confused. We don't really know what it is.
We don't know, but we like it, basically.
Exactly.
Yes, and he's going to continue. I think his genre is trolling.
Right. I know. I like that he said, I got so much stuff. That's what we're doing. It's not like, gonna make what's sense. The stuff?
But I feel like it is accurate to say it's not going to make any sense because the funny part is when he kind of launched his viral career based on, like, a country trap song that kind of trolled the country charts, there was that all that fracas, which kind of launched him into the mainstream. Mm-hmm. But now people expect, like, he's going to be nothing but weird crossover hip-hoppy type stuff.
Mashups.
And I think that'll be interesting, you know, especially for, like, music lovers. Like, what is he going to do? Like, I want him to step up to the plate, and I want him to release something that is really good. Like, I want to see him kind of do this cool path that's different, you know?
He got a record deal with Columbia, and they're mm-hmm. recording his album right now, and he gave us a little sample of the next chart that he's going to troll, and that's the rock chart.
Interesting.
gonna bring you down. I don't know what's gonna bring you down.
It's got like an old school, like an old school
kind of BG's type of situation.
It's got like an old, like kind of like the weird punk, that like hybrid punk grunge genre kind of feel to it. I hope he raps in it too, because that's the key. You got to have some sort of rap.
I was waiting to see you, Brian, get down to it, but you weren't feeling it. I could tell.
I mean, it's hard to tell. That's a cell phone video. I'm not going to judge a cell phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's like do it a couple more times.
Sounds like it was played through a tin can on a string. Yeah,
true. Last but not least, talked about his experience linking up with Billy Ray Cyrus. Here it is.
Like 2 days after I released the song, I had like asked Twitter. I was like, hey, help me get Billy Ray Cyrus on this everybody retweet, but of course that didn't work. So but when I got with Columbia, I had a great chance of getting in contact with him.
Great.
So you know, the Billboard situation happened, and they got in contact with him too, and like everything fell into place, and we made like this amazing remix that I knew was gonna drive people, you know, crazy. He gave me some uplifting words.
Did he?
You know? Yeah, it's inspirational. And just like, you know, you could tell it was genuine.
Yeah.
There you go, my man. Of course it's genuine. Billy Ray's like, yo, thanks, bro.
Yeah, man, let me get on those coattails.
Yeah, for sure. But shout out to Lil Nas X, man. Mm-hmm. Take advantage. The iron is hot right now, and he strikes. It's just going to keep on going, and that's a real hustle right there.
I also like just how genuine he's being in terms of being overwhelmed and just like on Twitter, he's like, I don't know what I'm doing, guys. This is crazy. This is so weird.
Respect.
He's like, I'm going to steal all this shampoo from the hotel shower. I'm like, those are complimentary, dog. You're not stealing. You're just taking it.
Exactly. The label paid for those. You're good. Right. Shout out to Lil Nas X and our girl Crystal B. Thank you for the audio on that.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Thanks for giving us another day to do what we love. Dopest Moment Award going out to our homie Brian in studio. Busted out is DMX. How would you say? I
mean, impression? Kinda,
impersonation?
Yeah, kind of an impression, but it's just me barking and screaming, come on!
Yeah,
that's exactly what
come on!
How's your throat feel?
It's a little raspy.
Sponsored by Halls.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so check it out, man. Obviously, DMX was at Coachella with Kanye West at the Sunrise concert that he did yesterday at Coachella. It was super awesome. Easter Sunrise, here it was. Brian, you do a great DMX, man. I got a challenge for you, bro, because you know, Kanye was selling his quote-unquote church clothes for like $200 for a sweater.
Just like Jesus would have done.
If you're DMX telling people to buy this clothing, what would it sound like?
Come on over to the church clothes booth. Come on, $50 for socks. Come on in your church socks. You can walk $50 like Jesus would walk in $50 socks. Come on.
I love you bouncing on your chair while you're doing that
Why?
Right now.
You gotta bounce to the Rough Riders anthem, man.
You remind me of, was it Chuck E. Cheese? What are those called?
Whack-a-mole.
That's your rapper name, bro. Lil Whack-a-mole.
Lil, I want to be Big Whack-a-mole, dog.
Sounds real hard.
Ain't no guy wants to be Lil Whack-a-mole.
Also, realization of how much DMX and Ja Rule sound alike. When I heard him doing it yesterday, I was like, is that Ja Rule? And they're like, no, it's DMX.
Bro, that's funny, because I almost, when we were like, when Edgar was like, do the DMX expression, I was almost like, murder. Yeah. Wait, no, that's the wrong one. Let's come on. Yeah, go, let's go.
Kristen, coming up next, filling in for Yessi Ortiz. Thanks for hanging out with us. Remember, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy, your peace. Nothing, nobody deserves that power over your life. Love you guys.
Let's go.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1
AMP Radio.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.